I'm recording.
And I'm a grinning.
I'm still drafting.
Did any of you watch any of the She-Hulks yet?
No.
Two of them.
Too busy drafting.
I find it amusing, but how do you feel? As much as I am not a fan of Megan Thee Stallion, that bit was funny.
Oh, that bit was funny. It's too much comedy for me, but it's still enjoyable.
Yeah. I've still not gone past any more than one episode of House of Dragon, so I'm way behind on that. I haven't finished up Murders in the Building yet.
What about the new?
I've not watched a single moment of Fake Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Go good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's on my list of things to get to, but I need a time when Eric is willing to watch television without her mother.
Okay, sure.
Right now that's hard, which is why I can't finish, you know, Only Murders in the Building, because it has too much cursing. And I can't watch anything fantasy related because, you know, that's fantasy in it. So
I don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, that's just a downer. Oh. I finished The Expanse. That was amazing.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Old woman does not get into fantasy shows. Last night they turned on Meet Me in St. Louis, which is an old Judy Garland movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oof, boy, I got to go watch The Bachelorette. I'll see you guys later.
I mean, you didn't go for anything better, but I understand where you're coming from.
Because I'm like, how old is Judy Garland in this movie? Because she's played like a teenager. And she was 22.
Yeah,
so.
She was not a teenager, but not that that matters.
And,
it's still.
And then I read too much of the wiki of the sad, sad life of Judy Garland, and I got really sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
should.
Oh, this poor girl. She was horribly abused by the system.
Yeah, please don't read any more of that.
And it's like, oh, no wonder Liza Minnelli's a weird freak. Her mom was all screwed up.
What was I thinking? Oh, yeah, and I wasn't sure. So, obviously, I have a long, long list of things to watch next, but Kelly and I chose The Sandman.
Cool.
That
enjoyable.
Was
good. Good. And then I will watch Lord of the
it's
Rings.
It's different.
Yeah, new Lord of the Rings. What is?
Sandman.
Oh, Readings for Suckers. They're going to make a show out of it eventually. Any changes that may have occurred, I'm not aware of them. Show seems awesome.
I like the show quite a bit. I thought it was good. There were some changes in the comic, yes, but I didn't find them offensive in any way. Like, it was okay.
Cool.
There were some changes to Lord of the Rings. That's not changes, just like they shortened it up. And I mean, you know, it's based on stories out of Silmarillion. You can't do like a full Silmarillion kind of story. People will get bored and leave. Like,
that's what I heard is they don't actually have the rights to Silmarillion. So it's based on other stories based on the Silmarillion.
Yeah, they included, like, the beginning of the story is right out of the Silmarillion, but then they just kind of dropped a whole bunch of it, and then they reference it later, the stuff that they dropped. It was a little weird, but...
Yeah, if they'd actually had the full rights and actually at least got you the full story of the Silmarils and stuff, that would have been cool to start out with.
Yeah, they really, really skip over most of that, but in any case, it's still enjoyable. It's all about Galadriel basically as a kid, you know, 120 or so. So,
right, that's what I was thinking.
A mere
that's
child.
What I was thinking too. I haven't watched it yet, but I felt like due to the, you know, ridiculously long age of elves, there can be some crossover from the movies we're familiar with.
I assume
Elrond and Galadriel are both alive, to be honest.
And that third guy. The guy who got the other ring, whose name I never remember.
Galadriel's buddy?
Celebrimbor?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, Celebrimbor.
Well, I mean, three elves got the rings, and I never remember the third one. I'm like, you know, that other guy.
Well, and Celebrimbor gave his to Gandalf eventually, so Gandalf has the one elven ring. But none of that's happened. The rings don't even exist in this storyline. So,
right. In this storyline, or is that how this ends?
Oh, I don't know where it ends, or anything, but they don't exist
yet. Well, I'm assuming since the title is The War of the Rings, they have to at least introduce the rings at some point.
Right.
I mean, that's the title. Oh, nice samurai.
All right.
Ray, you ready to start the show?
Yeah, I'm ready. Omen Sarta for the win, by the way.
Yeah, I'm half ready, so that should be good enough.
Okay, I just now realized that you'd already opened up the show and people were in.
Yep.
I hadn't scrolled down. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 352nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72, he's here, we got Sneaky Beat 15, the Draft King of 1972, and Craig, I'm here. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm technically present. I'll keep you posted.
Alright. Hey, I saw that the Stillers were retiring Franco Harris's number.
I saw that too.
On the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. So that's he's got that going for him.
Yeah. My mom hooked up with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom banged him back in the day. I was really impressed too.
Do you hear the pride in Ian's voice as he says that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, my wife did Kiss. That's almost like I did Kiss.
Exactly. It's practically like they're retiring my number.
I mean, and I'll stay tuned for Battlestar Galactica Forum. Oh, that's awesome, dude. I mean, he could always practically your dad.
Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, but you're totally a member of Franco's Italian army. I mean, that, I mean, man. We don't actually have any retired numbers, right? Is he going to be the first one?
I don't know. I don't
think the Stillers actually have retired numbers. I don't know. Anyway, this is the week of September 7th to the 14th for those people who could care less about football. Let's talk about Puzzle Quest.
Do it, Doug. I can't wait.
And your 5-day, 4-star crash!
Ah, my liver!
Oh, that was severe. The Titans. On the 4th, we had Talos versus Carol. And let me tell you, that sucked. I think I had to play that like 6 or 7 times.
Oh, really?
Oh, Talos is terrible.
I had to play it one time to realize that I was never going to win, and I was done.
You are correct. You were never going to win.
Yeah, I was able to pull it off on my first try, but I was able to get a bunch of blue, so I just kept stunning her. That's about it. There you go. All the retired numbers.
No, but that's like, I don't think they're actually retired. Like, Harris is on that list he just posted, but yet Harris's number has not yet been retired. That's happening this fall. I think those are the names in the Ring of Honor kind of deal.
Yeah, that's plausible. Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, I don't think they're actually retired. Anywho. Coming up next is Miles versus Jessica Drew. You should be able to win that one pretty handily.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel strong about that.
You've got a fully loaded Miles, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you got that one in the bag. And then number next is the Romper Stomper versus some random dude. We don't know who that is yet. This is a brand new one.
Yeah.
Oh, your Romper Stomper's in the poop house.
Oh, yeah, I'm not winning. I'm just excited to see who he's up against.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. You could be in trouble there. In Storyland, you got the Infinite Pursuit running right now. They'll get you Punisher, Oscorp Man, some Dr. Thor shards. Placement is Ant-Man and some Adam Warlock shards. And the Hunt, which is next, it's that same Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Adam Warlock. Placement gets you the new character and some Doom shards.
Doom.
In PvP land, it's still the Space Ghost season. Right now, it's Web 2.0. That'll get you Patch, Miles. Placement there is Carnage and Black Widow shards. Followed up by God of Lies, where the placement there is new character, and you get yourself some Cable shards. All right, so we had, I think, some almost no guesses of any kind last week for the new character.
And appropriate.
And appropriately, because it turns out that someone I had never heard of and had to look up.
Oh, tell me more.
So this is Umberto Lopez, the Reptil.
What?
Yeah.
Not Reptile. There's no E at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Reptile. Reptil.
All
right. He is a 4-star, apparently Avenger-associated something or other, and is red, green, and yellow. His green, starting with red. Red power, 6 red. Cretaceous Chomp does some damage and converts a random basic red tile into a strike tile. If he's in the form of Quetzalcoatl,
ooh.
Fortify the tile and empower it by 25%. Max level is 323 and a strength 38 tile. These numbers go up as you level up. The empower goes up to 50% at level 5. The green power, 8 green, Reptilian Rampage. He uses his magic amulet. Apparently he's got here to turn into Quetzalcoatlus, destroying 6 random tiles. After 5 turns, goes back to human form. While transformed, deals 25% increased damage. And whenever he makes a match or uses an ability, he deals half that damage to 2 other random characters.
Wow.
With a 30% chance to hit an ally. I don't like that.
Hmm.
If Reptil damages his allies more than 2 times in this way, he switches back to human form and is stunned for a turn. I don't like that either. As you go up, the damage of these things go up, but the chance to hit an ally goes down. So at level 5, you're doing 80% increased damage, but only a 15% chance you're going to hurt your allies.
It's way better.
Yeah, that's better, I suppose. Yellow. Bargain here. 5 yellow. Wow. It's Ankylo armor. You create a yellow protectile. If he's in the good old Quetzalcoatlus form, fortify the tile and empower it by 25% passively. He is made better by his family and friends. He takes 5% less damage and deals 5% more damage for each Avenger on his team. And supernatural allies deal 10% more damage with matches and abilities. Level 5, that is a strength 133 protectile, empowering by 50%, takes 10% less damage and deals 10% more damage, 25% more damage with matches and abilities. So, there you go, Umberto the Reptil.
Is this a new term? Because it seems new to me. Empower the tile by a certain percentage? Does that mean just make it stronger by that percentage?
Yeah, I'm going to go yes.
Is empower...
Didn't it used to say just increase before? Increase it by number?
Yeah. Like, empower is new to me. I didn't know if it meant something new or if it was just a different type of wording.
Yeah, I just think that they're using empower instead of increase by X percent.
It embiggens it. I get it.
It does embiggen it. Oh, Perondiak is saying ICE has confirmed that it's a new keyword.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
All right. But what does empower get you?
Keywords all over the place. A whole new layer of Marvel Puzzle Quest is secretly being built in the catacombs of the old game. I can't wait to see what it is.
All exactly. Character powers will get edited in a patch. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. What do you think of Umberto here? I'm not a fan of hurting my allies.
Yeah, we've never been a fan of anybody who hurts their allies, actually. Yeah. You can go back and listen. But, I mean, it's not too bad. Like, he has a chance to hurt his allies, but then it also reduces his reptilian rampage, makes it not as useful. Like,
I mean, you got to get that green at 5 if you're going to use it, because the less chance of hurting your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
But boy, his damage of that chomp is very low. I mean, at max level, it's doing 1,541 damage.
Right.
That is not a lot for a chomp by a dinosaur.
And it seems like his yellow, while very cheap, also has a passive that increases his damage and reduces damage taken. So 355.
Yeah, I think so. Fine. Use somebody else's red for damage. I agree. Let's see. So we already talked about the hunt, the welcome to Shield. Sorry, I had to laugh. Sluggo posted a power descriptions where the text is super microscopic so no one can read it, because boy, it is starting to get that way. I saw somebody on one of the forums posted a thing to the devs and said, can we please, I'm over 50 years old, can you please make the powers in combat some sort of font that anyone could ever possibly read? I said, yep, I agree.
You got to get your readers.
I do. Every time. I'm like, what does this do? So Welcome to Shield is running the 11th to the 15th. They get some shards in there and a event token. And then an Operation Spider Silk, which is then running the 12th to the 16th. Shards and covers in there and tokens in progression. We already talked about God of Lies. His versus is called Cretaceous Clash. It's hard to say. That's only the 11th to the 14th. There's some Umberto shards and tokens there. The Reptil and Friends Vault, 11 to the 15th, 3 4-stars, which is Reptil, X23, and a random 4-star coming your way. So, but Ian, if you're sitting down while you're drafting.
I am.
We have a clue for next week, which is the return of your prize 3 and 5-star characters.
Okay.
The clue is Mind Palace. So my thought, the only person who lives in a palace is a king who screws with your mind, the Shadow King. It's got to be the Shadow King.
Solid. That's where I went. That's what I was thinking, too.
It could be Emma Frost, because she's a queen who screws with your mind, too.
Right. But I like where you were going first.
But I'm hoping it's the Shadow King, because we don't have him
in the game. Is that who I'm thinking of? Is that that fat Egyptian guy who gets beat up by Professor X all the time?
That's correct.
Yeah. Ooh, that was way too loud.
We had him
Septagon,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray, what do you got? Is that good for you?
That sounds good to me. I can't imagine. I mean, Emma Frost, like, she's not appearing anywhere, is she? Like, for that matter, where's the Shadow King appearing? But Yeah. I mean, we got Reptile this time. Right. Who knows?
Yeah. Anything else in the news? That's what I got.
Yeah, I love that guess, is all I can say. And I don't have any real news. I was just thinking how appropriate your guess was for a change.
All right. Let's move on then. This week, It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me queue up my next couple picks in case something happens while I'm talking. Cal, tell them about Xandar.
Apocalypse gets extreme. Four Horsemen edition.
All right. Let's see what I can tell you about Apocalypse.
En Sabanur.
Yes. He is a 5-star character. He appears to be, what is this, black, red, and yellow?
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Little song there for football season.
Oh.
Oh, hang on.
I had no idea what you were... I wasn't
even immediately aware, but let me try to tell you about Forged in Fire.
All right.
It costs 7 black AP. Apocalypse destroys up to 4 friendly protect tiles, dealing 1 hit of 2,260 damage to the random enemy for... Wait. To a random enemy for each one? Oh, for each tile. If there are no friendly protect tiles on the board, heals the lowest health ally for a burst of 911 health, creates 2 strength, 55 protect tiles. All right. So as he scales up, we're doing 11,572 damage, 4,666 health, and 220 protect tile. Survival of the Fittest. It also costs 7, but this is red AP. Deals 3 hits of 802 damage to the lowest health enemy, ignoring enemy protect tiles.
Yeah, that's what he gives you, like the people's forearm.
Yeah.
Right. He does that. He does that up to 4 times for 4,102 damage. And lastly, hold on, I'm on the clock. I'll be... Let's go Rams. I went with the Rams defense, if anybody was curious. Shared Strength costs 7 yellow AP. Oh, and it has a passive component. Love it. Creates 3 2-turn repeater tiles that create 2 strength 36 protect tiles. While one of these repeater tiles is on the board, damage done by friendly powers is increased by 182. So, damage done by friendly powers is increased by 8,784, and it turns into 4 repeater tiles. I mean, I'm nowhere near an apocalypse yet, but I like that all of his powers cost 7. That seems reasonable. I don't know how I feel about his abilities, but I really haven't made the graduation to 5-star yet, so I feel, you know, ignorant in these sorts of scenarios.
Yeah, I mean, the forearm bash can really hurt.
Is that the survival of the fittest? Where he does consecutive damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And ignoring protect tiles. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard a ton... Wait, no. Apocalypse is very popular, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Yeah, I was conflating him with someone else. Yeah, he's... When he's boosted, people are all excited about him.
He shows up with Onslaught quite often.
Yeah.
He also is used with Wanda and Colossus quite a bit. I liked using him... It's not a good defensive team... But for offensive, for a ton of damage, I put him with Thor Koye because the Thor and Okoye combo is obvious, but then you throw in Apocalypse's yellow at a 5, so he's increasing other people's powers as well as his own, the damage, and Okoye on top of that increasing the damage. That red goes through the roof. Like,
nice.
You're doing, what is it, 4 or 5 hits of like...
Yeah, it's 3 or 4 hits,
okay.
I think.
Of 50,000 points of damage each, you go through enemies pretty quick.
Right.
Mm. Not good That's for awesome. PvP, though, because it's awful on defense. The AI doesn't know how to use them. It's not good. But damage-wise, yeah. And as Wayworth said in Discord, he is in the top 5 meta. So, yeah, he is...
Oh, wow.
His damage no output joke. Is incredible.
Well, I mean, you know, it is Apocalypse.
Yeah.
there's not, you know, too many people more dangerous in the Marvel Universe than Apocalypse.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, he was not who I was thinking that he was for some reason. And I don't know why. There was some other boss that was less... He was more underwhelming than I... Apocalypse turned out great. I'll think about who it was, and we'll discuss it later. because I can't remember for the life of me. There's just so many characters. This game introduces so many characters. I barely keep up.
Like Reptile.
I've got them at the super popular 152, so I don't use Apocalypse ever.
Oh, no, I figured it out. Okay, I'm back.
Who was it?
My mind is at ease. I was thinking of Ultron.
Oh.
I knew it was a I knew it was a team boss that got turned into a playable character, and I thought in my mind that Apocalypse was the one that was ho-hum, but I think it's Ultron that is the one that is ho-hum.
That sounds accurate.
Okay. Apoc, super good. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Apocalypse.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. So this week, let's start over with Wagon Bat, who said, I don't understand the gripe with red in my ledgers being a black power. The reference has to do with Loki telling Natasha, your ledger is dripping, it's gushing red, and you think saving a man no more victorious virtue... I'm going to get this right. Saving a man no more virtuous than yourself will change anything. So the inference is that she has a dark past, which leans more toward a black power, and ledgers, that's in accounting books, are not normally red anyhow. Yeah, I get it. It's just there's so many powers that are... have a color in the name and then aren't that color.
That's it. That is it, Ray. Not that there was... All right, first of all, I didn't love the way that point was attempted to be made, but I'll revisit that if I feel like I need to. It's just straight up word. It says red in the power. That means you put it in red. I've seen the Marvel movies. I am aware of the reference. I know how ledgers work. I know the difference between being in the black and being in the red. I know when something is owed and something a benefit. It had none of those reasons. It had the word red, just like it has the word crimson in the bands. And they are blue. Now, do I get it? Sure. Blue, it's a stunning power. Blue stuns. That's where it goes. I'm only doing direct word association. No layers to it.
Right. All right.
All right, I'm out.
Hesjun Gixon.
I've heard him.
He said, I vote for Nightcrawler for this last... For, we haven't got to the showdown.
I was
going
to say, to do what?
But in last week's showdown, he says, I vote for Nightcrawler. I forget what series it was, maybe Age of Apocalypse. It was some series where a lot of good guys had gone bad. Anyway, Nightcrawler defeated this guy by teleporting into the guy's shoulders, putting his hand under his chin, and then teleporting away with his head. So I know that Nightcrawler can do stuff like that, so he gets my vote.
Nice.
That's solid.
It's a pretty compelling argument. The telefrag is, yeah.
Right. It's not going to save me from Cersei, but I like it.
Over on the Reddits, I have no clue said, oh yeah, he said, I had to use Link not playing on Spotify. It loads and then shuts down. Yeah, I unfortunately this happens now and then, not specifically with Spotify, but there's just not a whole lot I can do. Like a lot of the other places that people listen to podcasts, pretty much they get the RSS feed and they pull it and host it. And if they're not hosting it correctly, I can't do anything more than just throw the RSS feed out there and hope that it works. So sorry it wasn't working for you. Glad you were able to use the link. Again, most of the episodes are on the webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. And if they're not there, there's a link to the YouTube version that is there. So you should have a way to listen. Brawny216 said, I look forward to hearing about Lil Pump and the Gucci Gang next week. I hear there's a great story about him not being recognized in public or something.
I'm old, man. Give me a break.
Alberman over on the D3 forum said, Craig, yes to, quote, a dollar a pee, end quote.
Yeah, a dollar a pee, Rocky. Yep.
I still don't get that reference, but okay. And he also said, cad dollar ha.
Sure, yeah. She puts out songs. Cad dollar ha.
I still don't understand any of this, but I'll just keep going.
Yeah, your life is better not knowing any of this.
Finally, TDJ author over on the D3 forum says, I knew immediately that Craig had recounted the same Gucci Gang story two episodes in a row. In the same way, mind you, I am somewhat surprised it took so long to realize that. You guys have to work harder to prevent Craig from stinking up the place with his mundane nattering.
They didn't remember it either.
Yeah.
We'll try and work harder, I think. Maybe. Probably not. All right, that's all we got. That's a mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Wow, that was quick. Thanks, Willie. All right, then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
You up. Let's see what we're pumping up. All right, 3 stars. Underprepared. I hate when I get to the 3 stars that I'm just not that prepared for. Angel's boosted. So is Elektra. 3-star Magneto is boosted. He'll have better projectiles coming out of his yellow. More damage from his blue and red. Mystique also boosted. She will be doing more damage with the Master Stroke and even more still if you have used the purple beforehand. Psylocke, her psychic knives and psy katanas, maybe, will both do more damage. On to the 4 stars. 4-star Blade is boosted. Bigger strike tiles and more damage with the hunger / the bloodlust. More AoE with Tools of the Trade, and that is it for him. What? Oh, Echo! Huh. I remember you. You do some stuff. Yeah, it took me a couple clicks. I got a lot of things working against me at the moment, but... So she's got a Billy Club or Deadly Precision or Iron Fist of the Kunlun for her red, and that's more damage, more potential damage, and cooldown, yeah, countdowns that deal more damage. Her black, bigger strike tiles. Her purple, more damage from the trap tiles. Mysterio, what's he up to these days? Purple damage is increased, blue damage is increased, and burst healing, or burst health stealing, I guess, from the pledge is also increased. Prowler is doing stuff in this game. Bigger black strike tiles, larger tile buffing with the purple, and more of the damage from the Tinkerer's toys. Okay, Riri Williams, Iron Heart, more damage out of both her magnetic repulsors and her remote control gauntlets, and then more damage when she knocks you into the air with her selfless interventions. Abigail Brand, boosted 5 stars, starting it off this week. More damage with her purple, stronger attack tiles with her blue, and bigger healing with her yellow. The Green Goblin is boosted this week. His Goblin Glider does a ton of damage. He has better special tiles or damage depending on tricks and or treats. And that's it for him. Ah! Ultron! He's boosted this week. So he'll have stronger special strike attack projectiles and increased damage from his energy beam. And Wasp is boosted. More yellow, more swarm calling damage, and a little more healing for his pain index. So that's who's boosted this week. See what Samurai says. Some sort of meme. That Home Alone kid's making a weird face.
And he's making a weird face because it's Abigail, Brand, Green Goblin, Ultron, and Wasp.
Yeah, that was a long list of that. When the other list, I was like, oh, so Riri Williams is boosted.
Right. So in the 5-star land, you've got Riri Williams boosted.
Yeah. So, that's a colorful week. So hopefully everybody's enjoying their banner rework.
Yeah.
So get creative with some lesser used characters this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
I gotta say, I'm probably gonna be using Green Goblin the most because his Goblin Glider does a ton of damage.
Yeah, it does hit pretty hard.
And boosted, yeah, that's gonna be it for me.
Alright, if we head over to the Nonagon, brought to you, as always, by Terrified.
Oh, yeah.
last week... Ray, we had Cersei versus Nightcrawler. Tell me how Mr. Wagner won this match.
I don't think I'm going to be able to fulfill that fantasy.
Hmm.
Cersei, even with Hesjun Gixon doing his text-in vote for Nightcrawler, Cersei pulls ahead by 32 points and wins decisively over Kurt Wagner.
That's a landslide there.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah.
All right, then. This week, over. Who's going?
Oh, it's going to be a barn burner this week, Craig.
Maybe literally.
It could be. I don't know.
Is the Rawhead Kid allowed to bring a barn into the Nunnaticon?
I don't think so. I think he only gets to bring a pair of twin Colt revolvers. Because I think that's his default weapon. Now, in addition to having not one, but two Colt revolvers.
I mean, he's got guns akimbo.
He does got, he is, he's ambidextrous and equally accurate with each. So, and skilled in hand to hand. I don't know. I don't know what the, I don't know how much we play into these power rankings that this site gives, but I got a lot of threes pretty much across the board, except for my fighting skill is a four. So against Vanguard, I'm saying there's a chance.
Well, there might be a chance, but Vanguard, Nikolai Krylenko, is a mutant who possesses an energy field that repels all electromagnetic, kinetic, and gravitonic energy.
Yeah, that's kind of puts a big dampener on bullets.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I can just hit him with a gun.
He can access his powers by crossing his hammer and sickle in front of his body.
Yes!
So...
I love there Vanguard you go. Now.
I don't know if I get my shield, because I think it's Red Guardian's shield, really. But it's called the Red Guardian / Vanguard shield, so I don't know. I think I'd have... I don't know. I don't know if I get the shield.
I think you're going to go hammer sickle here.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love them both. And, yeah, it's tough. I mean, they don't call it, you know, Cap shield and Falcon shield.
Right.
It's just Cap shield. So I don't know. I don't know how those two divvy it up.
Well, in any case, he's going to have his suit, which the mesh lining of which has been outfitted with circuitry that allows him to channel the impact force directed at the shield into it. So if he doesn't have the shield, his armor is good. But in any case, he's got the weapons, and I've got the ability to stop kinetic energy. So I think I just, you know, hold that ability and wait till you run out of bullets and then, you know, hammer and sickle you. So
I got two pistols. He probably can't stop two.
Didn't he also have like a rifle at one point? Little he Mister did. Was yeah, it Mr. a Winchester Kid. By any chance?
Almost certainly. It almost always is. A Winchester, sawed-off shotgun, and a pair of twin Colt revolvers.
All right, so there you go. That's your challenge this week. I'm putting a poll in the Discord. If you want to vote for the Rawhide Kid, you can react with this green little pistol. Otherwise, you can react with the vibranium shield. Either way, go vote.
All right. Next week... I think it's the end of round two next week, is the leader versus the stranger.
Sounds right.
Oh.
So that should be exciting.
Sluggo, or no, Perandiac asked, how did Rawhide Kid make it this far? Because he went up against Cypher last time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He coasted. He coasted through the first round, but he has excellent fighting skills. You know? You just kind of expect him to prevail.
Cypher's power is he speaks nearly every language. No. That's it.
Hey, ain't nobody else can talk to Krakoa.
Too bad he couldn't bring Krakoa into the ring.
Right.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
I'm almost there.
Stay on target.
I am. All right. I've let go of my conscious self.
Oh, hey, if you have not watched yet the Terrible Thor movie, it's on the Disney streaming now.
Oh, I haven't, and I will not. All right. Thanks for offering, though.
Well, if you're not going to watch it, I want to tell you about the ending, not the ending of the movie, but the after credits scene.
The after credits? All right. Let me open this latest Legends and then get off this podcast so I don't spoil it for anybody.
Okay.
I'm open to that. Hey, Jubilee. I remember her.
All right. I've got three. I don't know what Ray's doing.
I'm opening one.
All right. Go ahead.
It is a four star. It is John Rambo or Monica Rambeau.
All right, let's see. So, first one's purple. That's nice. Nice. Ooh, Dr. Thor. Dr. Thor.
That would have been one I could have used.
Second one, Ant-Man. He's still a thing. Third one is another four-star. Oh, Romper Stomper. I hear he's got a, you know, a fight coming up.
Yeah, he's got a crash. Of the Titans.
So, let's see. That makes my Romper Stomper level 273.
wait.
And what does that make my Dr. Thor? Oh, she is at a 140 now.
Wow.
Nice. That's where it's
so
at.
So look at her go. And I spent all of my command points on that store, and I got like 1 5-star out of it.
Ooh.
I was like, I hate this game.
I assume you spent more than 25 command points.
Yeah, I spent like 250, 300.
Okay.
However many I said I had last week, I spent that many's. Because now I'm back down to 43.
Yeah, I remember discussing
43.
That vaguely. What was an appropriate number and what's an inappropriate number?
Craig last time said 1,700 was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that that's inappropriate, but I can understand that. I mean, I'm only at like 13, so I don't think 17 is like wild.
Huh, I'm surprised you're not more. I take you spent some on a store a ways back?
Sometimes. Like this last store that had all the Immortal She-Hulk, Immortal Hulk, and someone else in it, I spent like 100.
Okay, so you kind of do it randomly as you feel.
I never make like a real targeted push for anything.
Yeah, I mean, I have 850.
Yeah, that's a reasonable amount.
Waiting for Kamala Khan to get out of that store.
But thank you as always to this guy. Hey, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You will find this along with several other excellent shows to expand your podcasting days. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Oh, Ray already typed it in. Look at that. He was ahead of the head of my gene there. Anything else for the good of the order? Man, this is like this that this show was supposed to be way back at the beginning.
It ebbs and flows.
Tomorrow me is very appreciative of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week me won't be drafting, so I'll be dialed in for more derailments. More hot takes.
Apparently, Paradik has news from the podcast network. He was barred from suggesting wing sauces for Wings on Wings. Did you suggest something deadly?
I like everything about that sentence.
That's funny. I can't believe that they're still willing to watch episodes of Wings. Because that blows my mind. But
yeah, see, there you go. He suggested Da Bomb Beyond Insanity Sauce. No, you can't. No, it's too much. Oh, by the way, we went back to Cuba Libre when we were in Jersey.
Oh, nice.
We ordered, like, we just got some appetizers and drinks while we were there. And their wings, they've got like this Cuban barbecue. Oh, it's amazing. Like, they brought out these huge wings. It's a pound of wings, and there were, like, seven of them. They were massive, and, they were incredible. Made my A-list on wings, so.
Nice. Did you get a caipirinha?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Also got Cuba Libre, which was not nearly as good since they switched their staple spice.
Since they got rid of their own formerly branded booze?
Yeah.
Which was delicious?
It wasn't as good, but the Caprihina is really good.
You know, if they're ever willing to make a deal, we can sell them back their own rum.
No, we're not. You can sell it to me.
I've got like 2 cases of it still.
Sorry, that's still one of my favorite stories. Wait, you want how many cases?
Yeah. Like cases. Okay. I'm like, uh-huh.
Well, I'll take 7. No, you have to buy at least a dozen. No, I mean 7 cases. What?
Yeah, not 7 bottles. We want 7 cases of rum.
That's a good day.
Yeah, you have to buy at least 12. They come in 12 in a case. No.
We're way ahead of you.
Oh, man, that is good stuff. Anything else for the good order then? I think I asked that once. The answer was no.
Yes,
no,
I think that's it. All clear.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, puzzlewarriors3.com, the forums, the Reddits, all those things. Sometimes Willie needs things to read. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click the Amazon banner, buy yourself something, or head over to our Patreon link and maybe you want to subscribe up and sponsor a segment. That's always fun. Or head to cafepress.com and buy some swag that we haven't updated for a really long time. We probably ought to do that. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's got a Hemi. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.